Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos. We are in Masechta Kinim, this wonderfully challenging Masechta. And today we begin the second parak, Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. The Mishnah begins, Kan stuma sheparach mimena gozala avir, o sheparach labein hamesos, o shemes echad mehem, yikach zug l'sheni. Let's say I have a pair of birds that are supposed to be offered as a carbon, but I haven't designated which of the two is supposed to be a chatas, which one's supposed to be an ola, and then one of the birds flies away. It flies away to the outside, it escapes, or it runs away among those that have to be left to die. In other words, it can't be brought because of one of five reasons, and the owner died, or some of the other instances that I mentioned, or some other location whereby you can't bring the birds. So in such a situation, or one of the two birds died, so you need to find a pair for the other one. Since it wasn't designated, the other bird that's still left in the group is still able to be brought. Now, parach lebeina krevos, what if the undesignated bird that flew away, it flew away to a bunch of birds that were also on that undesignated? So now, it wasn't designated as a chatas or an ola, but it was taken by the bailam. And so therefore, the bird itself cannot be brought for a different person, and so therefore, posel, it's invalid. Uposel echa kenegde, when it invalidates another bird in the pair from where it flew from. Shagoz la poreach posel uposel echa kenegdo. When a bird flies away into other pairs, so then it or an equivalent bird is no good, and it won't cover the owner who has to bring a pair of birds, but it also ruins the bird where it left from, because that bird also was had the title of the of belonging to this owner. So now the Mishnah wants to know, Mishnah Beis, can we apply this? Ketzad, how does it go? Shtei Nashim, let's say we have two women, and each woman has a pair of birds that they have to bring. Luzu shtei kinim. Each one has a pair of birds that they have to bring. Now, parach mizu luzu. Right? One bird came and flew into the other pile. And posel echad balichaso. It ruins one bird when it leaves the original group. Now, chazar, when it goes back, flies back, posel echad b'chaziraso. It also ruins a bird when it returns. Now what happens if it flows into the second group and then it flows back again, it flies back again to the other one and then goes back and back? There's nothing more is lost. In the end, you only have four birds, and so therefore there's no less than two birds. So in such a situation, you've taken care of your situation, and no less than two birds will be kosher from this pair. In other words, the two pairs of the four birds, they're definitely able going to be brought as carbonos. And no matter how many times it gets repeated, there's no more that will be invalidated. So therefore, that is the way we proceed. Okay, we'll stop here, Be'ezus Hashem. We'll continue with a very exciting Mishnah Gimel when we meet again tomorrow morning. Have a terrific, wonderful day.